Amy Westbrook. She is the district epidemiologist from Minnesota Department of Health in the Northeast District, and we have asked her to talk about tick-borne illnesses. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Amy, let's talk about tick. Well, first of all, tell me what kind of ticks we have here in this Northeast District.
Our common ticks are the wood tick and the deer tick, or the black-legged tick.
Okay.
The deer tick and the black-legged tick are the same tick.
Now, we know about the deer tick or the black-legged tick with Lyme disease, and we want to talk about that. But I understand that there are some other illnesses that just regular old eight-legged wood ticks have.
Wood ticks don't typically carry disease that we know of or are endemic diseases. The three diseases that are endemic to Minnesota are Lyme disease, human anaplasmosis, and babesiosis, and those are all carried by the deer tick.
Oh, I thought.
The black-legged tick.
Okay, so the only thing that's about the regular wood ticks is that they're annoying.
For the most part, uh-huh.
So there's nothing that we can actually get from a wood tick other than, well, I suppose you could get a little bit of an infection if their head stays in and all that kind of stuff. Do dogs and other animals have problems from wood ticks, or are they also susceptible to the deer tick?
They're also susceptible to diseases that the deer tick carry. For the most part, when we're talking about infectious disease and diseases that are tick-borne illnesses, we're most concerned about deer ticks.
Mm-hmm.
And those are out now, so people should be aware.
And they're really little guys. And as I understand it, it's kind of like the typical, what is it, they call it the bullseye. If you've got one, there's a, where the tick was, there's a kind of a red ring around that.
Sure, that's a common sign of Lyme disease. It's not always present, so people should be vigilant about when they're out in the woods looking for ticks. The nymph stage is the most common stage of the deer tick to transmit disease, and that's it's very difficult to spot sometimes with the naked eye because it is pretty tiny.
Are we in the nymph stage now?
Yes. The black-legged ticks or deer ticks are still active. The nymph stage feeds more often in the spring than in the fall. So we'll see the tick population die back a bit, and then during the height of the summer and then in the early fall, we'll see the adult stage start taking meals. So.
Oh, I like that. Taking meals? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Looking for a blood meal, I guess.
Okay. All right. Now, we of course hear a great deal about Lyme disease, but those other two Latin things that you said, tell us what they are.
Well, those are two other diseases, human anaplasmosis and babesiosis. And those aren't as common in Minnesota, but they are. We do see them. And the higher risk area in Minnesota for tick-borne diseases, those three diseases, are central Minnesota, the kind of mixed forest areas of Itasca County, Carlton County, Cass County, those central areas of the state, north central a bit. We do see ticks in the Arrowhead and even Cook County, but our risk of tick-borne disease is lower in these areas. But people should still be vigilant.
Well, tell me about those two other diseases. What are the symptoms and what happens and how serious are they?
They're less common. Human anaplasmosis has similar symptoms of Lyme disease, and it's treated the same way. Babesiosis is treated with a different medicine, I guess, or treatment. It's more of a protozoan. It's a different than the bacterial infection of Lyme disease and human anaplasmosis disease. And babesiosis is the least common of the three endemic diseases. And most often we see those individuals who are immunocompromised be reported to have babesiosis. So it's Lyme disease is our most common and human anaplasmosis.
So what are the usual? I know every case may be a little bit different. What are the usual signs for Lyme disease?
Lyme disease and human anaplasmosis both have, well, with Lyme disease, you can get that telltale bullseye rash, mm-hmm. but not everybody gets that. And then Lyme disease and human anaplasmosis also have sort of influenza-like illness associated with them earlier in the stages of illness, fever, chills, severe headache, muscle aches, malaise, you know, being tired. And we don't see a lot of influenza, real flu, circulating in the summer. So if people do come down with those sorts of symptoms and they've been out in the woods and they've been in high-risk areas, they should be thinking tick-borne disease.
Now, I have known people that suffered from Lyme disease, and I do mean suffered. Mm-hmm. So it can be quite serious.
Mm-hmm.
Is it ever fatal?
Lyme disease isn't typically fatal. It can infect joints and cause arthritis. It can infect the heart and become pretty systemic. So it can be a pretty debilitating illness. But in terms of actually, you know, dying from Lyme disease, we don't see that.
You just hurt a lot.
Yeah, it can be a very debilitating illness. It's definitely easier to treat early on in the course of disease, and it is responsive to antibiotics. So people who take antibiotics, especially early on, will kill the bacteria.
So if you suspect you may have met a deer tick in the woods, it would be a good idea. We have lots of good health facilities in the Northeast, and particularly here in Cook County. So play safe, mm-hmm. and check it out, because it can be, if left untended, can be a pretty serious illness. We've been speaking with Amy Westbrook. She is from Minnesota Department of Health, Northeast District Epidemiologist. And thank you very much. It's been very interesting. We've had a number of people because, you know, they're one of the reasons they come to Cook County is to be in the woods. Mm-hmm. And lots of, I know you get tick information when you check into the Boundary Waters. Don't treat it lightly, it sounded like to me.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That's definitely. Watch for ticks and be vigilant when you're out in the woods, but still enjoy the woods, but make sure you're looking for ticks.
Okay. Thank you very much, Amy Westbrook. Talk to you
you're
again.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.